Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun Tes, the 59th Perek. The themes of this Perek should be very familiar to us by this stage of Sefer Yeshayahu, in that we begin talking about how it is sin which distances us from Hashem, and how that's what causes us ultimately to be in exile, to be exiled and to still be in exile. And then, obviously, the Perek is going to continue talking about how terrible Galus is and the tragedy of Galus. The end of the Perek, however, is a new theme entirely. The end of the Perek describes how Geula, redemption, can come despite us not doing Teshuvah. And that's going to be something we're going to deep dive into when we get to the end. Let's take a look at the description of the chataim which lead Am Yisrael into exile. Pasuk Aleph opens for us and says, Hein, lo katzra yad Hashem mi Hoshea. Indeed, Hashem's arm is not too short from saving us, meaning it's not Hashem who's incapable of saving us. Velo kavda ozno mishmoa, and his ears aren't too heavy to hear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of saving us, and therefore the thing which is withholding us from salvation is not Hashem, it's us. Pasuk Beis, ki im avonosechem hayu mavdilim beinechem levein elokechem. It is your sins which create a barrier between you and your God. V'chatosechem hestiru panim mikem mishmoa. And your sins which cause Hashem to turn away and not to hear you and not to listen to you. And the Malbim points out that chet does two things. On the one hand, it creates a barrier between us and Hashem. And the other one is that it causes Hashem to turn away. In beyond just being there being a barrier, if there weren't to be a barrier, Hashem wouldn't be there. Hashem is turned away. The Abar Barnel compares this idea of a barrier between us to a cloud covering the sun. The sun is constant and it's pouring down light onto planet Earth. But if you stock up the heavens full of clouds, then it will be gray and dreary down on the earth. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's countenance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light is constantly coming down, and it is us who create the blockage between us and Hashem. The Malbim compares this reality of being a person who is sinning and thus incapable of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the famous saying, Tovel v'sheretz b'yado, as a person who's going to the mikveh and holding onto the sheretz, the thing that made him impure in the first place, in his hand while he's toiveling in the mikveh. So too, when Am Yisrael want to be close to Hashem, but we are full of sin, the two things contradict each other. We can't have closeness to Hashem and be sinning. And that's the description of our chataim in Pasuk Gimel. Ki chapechem nig'olu b'dam, your hands are filled with blood, they're soiled with blood. Ve'etzbotechem ba'avon, and your fingers with sin. Siftotechem dibru sheker, leshonchem evla tehege. You have, your lips are filled with falsehood, and your tongues continue to speak evil. Ein kore betzedek ve'ein nishbat be'emuna. There is no one in the world who's calling out in righteousness, and there's nobody who is judging faithfully. Batoach al tohu, which the Mefarshim understand to mean that you make lots of empty promises. You promise things to each other, but no one intends to fulfill the promises that they make to one another. V'daber shav, and they speak falsely. Haro amal v'holed aven. Haro, from the word to be pregnant. They impregnate or they plan bad things, and then they give birth to those planned things. They come bad. The bad comes to fruition. The chataim of these people in the time of Galus are compared to eggs of an adder. Beitzeit sif oni, the adder's egg, bikeu, that is being torn open. What is the significance of this hatched adder's egg? So the Radak understands that the way that an adder gets out of an egg is chip by chip, bit by bit. It slowly breaks down the egg before it can come out. So too, averas, plans, schemes for doing the wrong thing, chip away at the integrity of ourself, and then they come out and they take over us. The Metzudas David understands that the eggs themselves are pretty harmless until they hatch. And so too, sometimes wickedness, when it's inside, feels like it's harmless. But once it's hatched, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And it describes the plans of these wicked people as v'kore akavish, and they're like weaves of a spider's web, because they are meaningless, they are hopeless, they are weak. And thus, ha'ochel mibetzehem yamot, anybody who eats these adders' eggs are going to die. V'hazoreti baka'efeh, and anybody who steps on them, tramples them in order to open them up, then out will come one of these adders, one of these terrible snakes, and you will be consumed. And the Mitzvot David understands this eating as joining in. If you consume, if you get involved with wickedness, then even though it seems harmless, if once it becomes inside of you, it's also going to be detrimental to you and it will kill you. And thus, as we said, Hashem says, you don't deserve Geula. You are corrupt. You are doing sin. Your hands are bloodied with sin. You're consumed by what seems to be innocent at thought, but is not. Raglehem, Pasuk Zayin tells us, Raglehem l'raya rutzu. Your feet are running to do bad. Right? Once you've ingested those eggs, then suddenly wickedness becomes your modus operandi. It's all you can think about. V'yimaharu lishpoch dam naki, and you're running to spill innocent blood. Machshavotehem machshavot aven shod v'shever b'mesilotam. Your plans are plans of sin, and there's destructiveness, there's injury on the roads. Derech shalom yoda'u v'ein mishpat b'ma'aglosam. There is no one who knows the path of peace, and there is no justice in your paths. Nativotehem akshu lahem kol dorechba lo yada shalom. The paths that you go are crooked, and nobody knows peace. And what we're getting to, and we're going to start to see, is this is a description of a corrupt world, a broken world. And it's important because a lot of the psukim we're about to read are going to be psukim where the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses them to understand what the world will look like pre-Mashiach coming. It's not stam, it's not random corruption, because we've had centuries of corruption. We have had year after year after year of broken integrity, of people leaving the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of sinning to Hashem. But this description, the Perek Nun Tes, the description we're about to see here, is going to be specific for the pre-Messianic era. Thus, in the Messianic time, we're going to respond. Remember, we're people who are unjust, who don't pursue tzedakah and mishpat, and Hashem distances himself from us as a result. And then what do we say? Pasuk Tes, Al kein rachak mishpat mimenu. Thus justice is far away from us. Velo tasigenu tzedakah, and we don't attain righteousness. Nekavela or vehine choshech. We yearn for light, and instead we get darkness. Lingohot ba'afelut nahaloch. We want light, but we are stuck with darkness. Rashi understands that this pasuk is talking about how Hashem responds to us. When we repel justice, then we live in a world with no justice. When we repel goodness, we live in a world without goodness. And then we are people who are groping around in the dark. Pasuk Yud. Negashasha ka'ivrim kir ve'ein einayim negashasha. We are people who are groping around in the darkness like blind people. Kashalnu batzohorayim, we stumble in noon. Kaneshef, as if in darkness. What is this description of us groping around in the darkness? The Mitzvot David says it's the suffering of galos, that we're suffering tremendously because of our lack of justice. We think that being corrupt will make us happy. It makes us so, so miserable. And we're groping around in the darkness as if there is nothing to see, but it's batzohorayim, it's the middle of the afternoon. And says the Radak, that means to say that even when it's Tzohorayim, even when the rest of the world is not suffering, Am Yisrael is suffering. Even when they can see, we're still in this dark deadness that it doesn't allow us the ability to have hope. And in that deep, dark place, what do we do? Nehemek dubim kulanu ukayonim hago nehege. We are crying out, we're growling like bears, and like doves we call out. And the Malbim explains that the bear is strong and powerful. And first we shout out to Hashem and say, hey Hashem, yo, that's not fair. And then it becomes a whimper of a pigeon, of a dove, whimpering. And we say, why is there no justice in the world? L'Yoshua, why is there no salvation when it is so rechokah mimenu, it is so far away from us? And the ridiculousness of this is not so ridiculous at all if you understand the human nature, if you understand what it means to be a Jew. We cause injustice, it hurts us, and then we can't understand why we're living in a world of injustice. Yes, that's exactly how it works. That's welcome to humanity. Welcome to being Basar Vadam. And so we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Ki Rabu Pesha'enu Negdecha V'chatosenu Antabanu. We have a lot of sins, Hashem, before you. And our sins testify against us. Ki Pesha'enu Itanu. Our sins are with us. In other words, we're well aware of the fact that we're continuing to sin. They're Itanu. They're part and parcel of who we are. Va'avonosenu yida'anum, and we're well aware of our inequities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are in a terrible way. This is what we're dealing with. And then Pasuk Dalet tells you, V'husag achor mishpat utzadaka merachok ta'amod. Mishpat and tzedakah, which are the themes of this parak, justice and righteousness, have turned away, and they're far from us. They're standing far away from us. Ki chashla barachov emet. The streets are devoid of truth. V'nochacha lo tochal lavo. And no one can come in directness. Suddenly we have this implication of emes, truth. And the Malbim explains to us that truth is a prerequisite to mishpat utzadaka. Once you have truth, then justice will prevail. But if you don't have truth, you've got nothing. As we know, MS is from the Aleph to the Taf, it's the all-encompassing of everything. Whereas Sheker, falsehood, is just three tiny letters in the Aleph Beis, all in their own muddled-up order, Kufrei Shin, right? A limited perspective. The Malbim says, why does it specifically say, Kikashla Barachov MS, that there is no truth in the streets? The Malbim says, because in public places where people talk about things, that's where you would hope that truth will prevail. But when it doesn't, even in the public places, then it doesn't stand a chance. The way the Radak reads it is that the streets don't have truth because men of truth are in hiding. They're scared to voice their opinions. And we have to understand that the world where there's no truth in the street gets worse and society gets more and more corrupt. And as we said, this is the time of the Geula. The word Sanhedrin picks up on the next pasuk and says, Vatehi ha'emes ne'ederet. There is absolutely no truth. We live in a world, as the Oxford English Dictionary once said, of post-truth. Right? Truth is just a figment of people's imagination. It's not just that there's no truth in the street. Emes is ne'ederet. It's absent. And as the Gemara tells us, Ein ben David ba, the time of Mashiach will be a time when there's emes ne'ederet. V'sar me'ra mishtolel. And someone who turns away from bad is mishtolel, which could mean, the Mitzudas David means that people will think that they're a fool. The Radak says that they are impossessed. They're not there. They don't exist. And the Malbim understands that mishtolel means to be like wild or to make a mistake. If somebody is sarmera, it's only by mistake that they're sarmera. They turn away from bad, but not because of any choice, but almost by default. Vayar Hashem, then Hashem sees this. Vayera be'enav, and it's bad in his eyes, ki en mishpat. And then Pasuk Tesayin tells us, Vayar ki en ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world and he sees ki en ish, that there is no man. And that should remind us of somebody else who also looked ki en ish, in a different exile, in the exile of Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people were suffering from the Egyptians. Moshe Rabbeinu looks around and he sees, Vayar ki en ish, that there's no one standing up to make the world a better place. And maybe that is a microcosm of this Geula. Just like in that Galus required Moshe Rabbeinu to act B'tzelem Elokim in the image of God and see human suffering, see no one doing anything about it and stand up and make a change. Moshe in that story is doing what Hashem will do at the end of days. At the end of days where there is no Moshe Rabbeinu to stand up for us. When the mamish is ein ish, there's no one doing anything. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. V'toshalo zro'o v'tzidkaso hisamakato. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand will win over itself. His midas ha'din will be overpowered by his midah of chesed, of rachamim, and have mercy on us, and will support us, and will save us. And we're told in this act of salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dress up like a knight. The yilbash tzedakah, he will wear righteousness, kashirion, as a coat, v'kova, and on his hat, Yeshua barosho, will be salvation. And the Barbanel says it has to be, salvation has to be barosh, in the head, because that's where everything starts. It's got to start with salvation, and it gets expressed as tzedakah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu having rachamim on us. Whereas human beings to each other, an act of tzedakah is an act of righteousness. With Hashem, when Hashem does tzedakah with us, aseh imanu tzedakah, v'chesed, that's when we're not deserving. And Hashem gives us what we need, even if we're not deserving of it. The Yilbash Bigdei Nakam, he wears clothing of vengeance, the Tilbosh Vayatka Me'il Kin'ah, and he wears a robe of zealousy. The Malbim tells us that Nakama is for the past, and Kin'ah, zealousy, is for the future. This is a place where past meets present, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally our knight in shining armor who comes to save us. And we're told that he's going to come and he's going to drive away our enemies. And Pasuk Chav says, Uva letzion goel uleshevei pesha b'Yaakov n'umas Shem. We're familiar with these psukim. This is the beginning of the prayer, Uva letzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Redeemer, will come to Tzion, uleshevei pesha, and to those who turn back from sin, in Yaakov, Na'um Hashem, says Hashem. And the Radakia points out that only once the Geula process begins, once the redemption begins, once Hashem appears and starts to save us, then we can be people who are Shavei Pesha, who return from sin. But first, Hashem needs to save us, not because we deserve it, but because Hashem allows himself to be clothed in Yeshua, in salvation, and bring about the Geula. And thus Hashem says, Va'ani, and I, Zot Brisi, this is my covenant. We'll see what this covenant is. Otam with them, Hashem says, Ruchi, it is my spirit, Asher Elecha, which is upon them. Udvarai, and my word, Asher Samti Beficha, which I put in your mouth. Lo Yamushu Mipicha, it will be not removed from your mouth, Umipi Zaracha, and the mouth of your children, Umipi Zera Zaracha, and the mouth of those children, says Hashem, Ma'atavi Ad Olam, eternally. The Ibn Ezra understands this bris, this covenant, this spirit, to be talking about prophecy. And Hashem says, unlike prophecy, which waxed and waned throughout history for eternity, after the final Geula begins, Hashem says, Lo Yamushu, it will never ever be taken away from you ever again. It will be eternal. Rashi understands this bris to be the Torah. And it's not just talking about the past tense, but it's talking about past, present, and future. And Hashem's saying, my Torah is something, and this is the reason why I'm saving you. Why am I saving you? Not because you deserve it, not because you have merit, but because I have a covenant with you, a covenant with Avraham Avinu, a covenant with every single Jew, that I will save the eternal story of Am Yisrael, the people of Avraham Avinu. And the Radak understands it so beautifully, that the bris is the Ruach Tahara. This Ruach, Hashem says, which is upon you, is the Ruach of goodness. And Hashem says, yes, there are times that you're good and times you're bad, times you're far from Hashem and times that you're close. But I make you a covenant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that in future times, my Ruchi, my spirit of goodness, will be upon you and your children eternally, forever and ever. And the promise of the end of days is a promise of goodness, that you will no longer sin, you will no longer do averas, and you will just be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep his Torah and mitzvahs. Thank you for learning with me today. L'refuah shalema Yonina Sima bas Daphna Hinda, Jennifer Hayekara shelanu, ulepitzu et Tzahal, Achenu Hayekarim, betoch sha'ar chole Yisrael, Nina v'chaim Shenka.